Each winter, snow is piled up in the Fort Seward parade grounds from nearby roads. Pollutants scooped up with the snow eventually land in the storm drains and then flow into Portage Cove. This week, Tuckasegg Watershed Council unveiled its new plan for alleviating some of that runoff with a new bioswale project. So first of all, what is a bioswale?
Basically, it's this depression that has different layers.
That's Tuckasegg Executive Director Meredith Pocart. She led an informal information session on Friday morning for about a dozen interested residents.
And so the bottom layer will be drain rock, and then we'll have some planting soil. And then this one will most likely have mulch or bark, so that it doesn't have to be mowed. We'll have other plants within there, some different flowering plants, maybe a rose or something that looks pretty and is attractive.
So basically, bioswale is a fancy word for a filtration ditch. Runoff and snowmelt gets channeled into the bioswale and then travels through the layers, cleaning the water that eventually ends up in the water table. Once covered with perennials, the system is inconspicuous, low maintenance, and effective. The project stems from a $10,000 snow removal grant awarded to the council a couple of years ago from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. The goal with this money is to create two bioswales and a snow storage area in the top two corners of the parade grounds this fall. The project will take up about 4,000 square feet of space on each corner of the privately owned land.
DC and kind of other communities has started to recognize these snow storage locations as potential stormwater pollutants. So when they melt, those snow piles are storing a bunch of pollutants, grease, dirt, which ends up being a lot of sediment that can end up in an anadromous stream, which can affect fish. And they usually have a lot of heavy metals and salt.
Pocart says the pollutants can also include antifreeze and oil, whatever the plows scoop up in the snow. Most winters, snow is piled up in the Fort Seward area, so adding a couple of bioswales at the top is strategic. Also, the placement is such that snowmelt hits the filtering power of the bioswale before it can run into the storm drain. That's why they're not being created at the bottom of the parade grounds. Another aspect of the project is to harden or compact the ground above the bioswale so that there's a hardier surface where the snow gets piled. A firmer surface topped with gravel would see fewer impacts from the plow and diminish the muddy mess come springtime. But a few Fort Seward residents that spoke out at the meeting didn't like the idea of a gravel pad. Here's Judy Heinmiller, who raised concerns about people mistaking the gravel surface for a parking pad.
You know, once you start something, it's hard to change it. So, I mean, they will be permanent. Let's go with, in the future, all four corners. Some sort of seasonal barrier.
Yeah.
Perhaps an attractive fence doesn't even have to be very tall, something that would keep someone from driving in and out.
Haynesboro Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says it could be capped with something other than gravel or not capped at all.
It doesn't have to be D1 if it's hardened underneath and the snow's just sitting on it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, just a hardened surface, which is basically what it is.
Yeah, you know that it's already gravel underneath.
So does the surface have to change then if it's basically
already
hardened?
It doesn't have to change much. The important part is the swale that's outside of it.
He noted that the borough is moving away from dumping snow into the ocean.
One of the focuses of the borough is to move away from dumping snow into the off the cruise ship dock. If you notice, last year we didn't do that. We're putting it in the yard of the public safety building. And the reason is, you know, there are pollutants associated with that. DEC's, you know, giving little warning shots that may come to a halt, and we want to be ahead of the game.
This plan is still a work in progress and is scheduled for completion by the end of this month, with the bioswales in place by mid-November. After that, it's just a matter of waiting for it to snow and then melt. The plants are scheduled to go in next spring. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.